Deadly Anna, written by Philip Gwynn and read by Shannon Williams, Brother Black. We've made the grand final. Next Saturday, we play Wangaroo for the Peninsula Junior Colts Premiership. The whole town is talking about it. It's the biggest thing to happen here since the second prize in the SA Tidy Towns competition, Section B. Just shows what sort of town I live in. Hopeless. Our coach, Mr. Robertson, runs one of the two local stores. I call him Arx. Behind his back, of course. Because he says Arx instead of asks. And asked instead of asked. If I've asked you boys once, I've asked you 1,000 times. Don't buggerize with the bloody ball on them flanks. Kick the bugger up the bloody centre. Arx's son, Mark, is the captain of our team. He also says Arx. Mark has two sisters. Both of them say Arx. It's definitely in the family, this Arx thing. Arx's shop is the quieter of the two. It doesn't have much of a turnover, and the Polly waffles are always stale. I buy mine there, though. Just on the off chance, I can entice one of the Robinson family into saying Arx. It always gives me a thrill. We've made the grand final, and I'm the second ruck. First ruck is Carol Cockatoo. He's from The Point, an Aboriginal mission just up the coast. Carol is the best footballer in our side, probably on the peninsula. He's about the same size as a wheat silo. He also has quite a lot of facial hair, unusual in a 14-year-old. Once, during training, I asked him why he had a girl's name. He punched me. I never asked again. The ruck's job is to follow the ball. When the first ruck gets tired, it's the second ruck's turn. Carol never got tired. Never. Even when the game was over, he'd still be going, kicking the ball and chasing it, kicking and chasing. Often, he'd be eating a pasty at the same time, a trail of tomato sauce dribbling behind. So I never did any rucking. I just hung around the forward line and hoped my mate, Dummy Red, would pass me the ball so I could have a shot for goal. If you kicked a goal, you got your name in the Peninsula Gazette on Thursday. Half of our team is Aboriginal, boys from the mission. We call them Nungas. It's what they call themselves as well. They're the Nungas, and we're the Gunyas. We're the only town on the peninsula with Nungas in our team. Without them, we wouldn't be in the grand final. Without them, we wouldn't even have a team. They're incredibly skillful, but they infuriate Arx. He's all for directness, for going down the guts, for grabbing the ball and booting it as hard as you can. The Nungas, they just love to buggerize around on them flanks. It's like they're playing another game with completely different rules. The aim is to not put the ball through the big white sticks, not to score the most goals, but to keep possession, to make your opponents and your teammates look slow and cumbersome. They zigzag the ball across the field. They kick it backwards. They handball it over their heads. They go on wild, bouncing runs. When the Nungas played like this, by their rules, we just stopped and watched. They never gave the ball.